Lady Renouf, let's take the examples one by one. Iran is being accused by Washington of interfering in Iraqi affairs. In view of what we have seen over the last few years since the U.S. invasion, human rights violation by U.S. troops there, we had the Abu Ghraib torture scandal, the tragedy there, millions of Iraqis killed, maimed, displaced. How dare they accuse Iran of being a source of instability in Iraq when they are the perpetrators themselves?
Well, they are the perpetrators, and it's the typical twist speak that began with the in 1945 to 48, when the British servicemen were finding a very different story, which is very rarely told. And I'd like to introduce your viewers to Eric Lowe's Forgotten Conscripts of 1945 to 48, a prelude to Palestine's struggle for survival. And it's still in its struggle for survival. And I have to say that I hold the voters of Hamas higher than any group of people on the planet, because they will risk starvation sooner than collude with the lie that Israel has any decent intention toward anybody. And those from the Orthodox rabbis from the Neturei Charter who want the peaceful dismantling of Israel, as does Dr. Ahmadinejad, point out the lies themselves. It's quite an astonishing thing that I actually have wonderful interviews with some of these British conscripts who saw a very different picture, as do the Neturei Charter today. And so we need to get the origins of this conflict across to the people. And because without understanding the cause, we cannot deal with if we can't diagnose the problem, we cannot deal with it properly. And we are always given the wrong impression, the wrong twist. But I believe it is because of the weapons of mass destruction lie of Iraq, which the world knows about now, that this idea, the idea that governments can lie to us, the media can lie to us, has been exposed. So you will see, I think, that the people, the British people, the European people, the American people even, know that there is something amiss here. Something is wrong. Something is not adding up. And I think that President Ahmadinejad must be correct in his assumption, because there is now despite Israel's nuclear predominance, its attempt to destroy Hezbollah was a dismal failure, and both militarily and diplomatically. And as I say, people marched in London, they marched all around the world and said there was Hezbollah now. So we do have a very good understanding in the public of the correct idea now with Ahmadinejad. And we really have a good chance now to see the dismantling of Israel, because as the former speaker quite correctly pointed out, within its own ranks it's having a problem. It's having a problem with its Jewish lobby all around the world, because people are beginning to stand for. And very soon people will start pointing the finger where they should be pointing it. And then we will have to have some action to stop this rogue state who has weapons of mass destruction since 1949, when they were supposed to have all died. 6 million of them were supposed to have all died. And yet 3 years later, they are founding a new state and they are producing a weapons of mass destruction program, which is all pointing at us. So we are very much in danger from this rogue state, which insists that only it has the right to weapons of mass destruction, where its neighbors may not have any deterrent. They must not even have nuclear fuel. They may not modernize themselves as Iran wants to. There is something grotesquely unfair, and people want fairness in the world. They understand fairness. Common sense will win. And I think we are coming very near now to the end of Israel. And I think we must watch very carefully what Iran says, because it speaks the truth bravely. And we are ready for it.
Thank you.